Tasty Wine Taste Podcast.
Welcome everyone to the new episode of the Wine Taste Podcast. This is Antonello Biancalana, and as usual, I'm going to talk about wine, and in particular about the best wine for March 2024. At this time, the best wine is being produced in the Marche region, central Italy, and made by one of the most representative wineries of this area. And so, first of all, let's talk about the area. We are in Morro d'Alba, in province of Ancona, not so far from the Adriatic Sea, and here is located Stefano Mancinelli Winery, which is involved not only in winemaking, but here they also make excellent olive oil, not to mention it is also a distillery because the pomace of their wines are being distilled by master distiller Stefano Mancinelli, who is also the winemaker and the vintner here. As a matter of fact, Stefano Mancinelli Distillery has been the first distillery in the Marches region, and he is such a polyedric figure in the Marches wine scene, olive scene, and of course spirits scene as well. I should say that I know Stefano Mancinelli's wines since a very long time. I guess that the very first wine I tasted made by Stefano Mancinelli was in the mid of the 1990s, so more than 30 years ago, and this wine that I had at that time was absolutely shocking in many regards, because it was made from Lacrima, and it is a red-berried grape, and Morro d'Alba, it is the name of the town, but also of the denomination, and it was Lacrima di Morro d'Alba, Sensazioni di Frutto, that literally translates into fruit sensations. And the name is not, of course, by chance, because that wine was absolutely shocking for the intensity and the strength of the fruit aromas that this wine was capable to give. Lacrima di Morro d'Alba, Sensazioni di Frutto, is still produced, of course, and since then it can, however, express an absolutely strong fruit aromas, and also thanks to the Lacrima grape, but of course also to Stefano Mancinelli talent in making absolutely clean and elegant wines. Talking about Stefano Mancinelli Winery, I already said that it is in Morro d'Alba, and here the main grape coloring the vineyards of the area is Lacrima, a red-berried grape, which also gives the name to the main denomination of the area, and it is Lacrima di Morro d'Alba. But it should also be added that here it is also made Verdicchio dei Castelli di Jesi, DOC, and so this town is also encompassed within this large area that is Verdicchio dei Castelli di Jesi. Here, Stefano Mancinelli makes, like I said, excellent wine, and it is the case of the best wine for March 2024, olive oil and grappa, so pomace spirits. The best wine for March 2024 is therefore Terre dei Goti Rosso 2018 by Stefano Mancinelli, and it should be said that this wine does not belong to the main denomination of the area, and so Lacrima di Morro d'Alba. We will see in a moment why, because of the particular winemaking technique, and so it is Marches IGT, so Indicazione Geografica Tipica. However, it is produced absolutely inside of the denomination. As for the wine, before pouring it in our glasses and ideally start the tasting, it should be said that it is made from 100% Lacrima grape. The grape are dried, and so this, of course, concentrate the matter inside the berry, and the berry loses part of the water and also the acidity, but sugar is increased, and after that the grapes are crushed and then started fermentation, and at the end the wine spends 2 years in barrique, followed by 2 years more in cask, and then 3 months of aging in bottle. For a stellar result, of course, deserving the Wine Taste 5 Diamonds, and like I said, the title for Best Wine for March 2024. So now we are ready, and we can ideally pour the wine in our glasses and start the tasting. First of all, we are going to assess the appearance, and so by tilting the glass over a white surface, we can see that the base of the glass, it has a very deep, ruby red color. And by observing the wine towards the opening of the glass, we are going to assess nuances, we can clearly see a purple red color. It is a 2018 wine, but after 6 years, it still has purple red. It must be said that the Lacrima grape has a truly good coloring property, and this can also be seen by the Lacrima Morrodaba wines, including the aforementioned Sensazioni di Frutto. And after 6 years, the appearance of the wine seems to be the one of a young wine. As for transparency, it's very little, and this can be evaluated by putting an object between the glass and the white surface. We will not see this object at all. Let's move on and pass to what I consider to be the most exciting part of any wine tasting. You mentioned that I'm talking about the olfactory profile, to me one of the most important aspects in any wine. Here, by holding the glass in vertical position and without swirling, we are going to assess the opening, so the first sensation that we get to the nose. And from the glass, we perceive intense, clean, pleasing, refined and very elegant aromas in which we can recognize black cherry, plum and rose. Rose is one of the identifying aromas of Lacrima wines, and of course this one is no exception. And I should say that here we can certainly recognize Stefano Mancinelli's talent in making absolutely clean and elegant wines from the beginning to end, but in particular to the aromas. By swirling the glass, and this will favor the development of the other aromas, from the glass now we can perceive beautiful aromas of violet, carnation, and then strawberry. Strawberry too is another identifying aromas of Lacrima wines, and then raspberry, blueberry, and then it comes the sequence of tertiary aromas given both by thyme and wood. But the first one, black pepper, is usually found in Lacrima wine, including those not aged in wood. But here it is absolutely clear that we have black pepper, and then followed by cacao, cinnamon, carob, leather, and then vanilla, this last one given by thyme and wood, of course. An impeccable and elegant nose from beginning to end, in which each aroma follows another one, no one covering the following one, and absolutely clean in an absolutely beautiful symphony of aromas. And here too, we can certainly understand Stefano Mancinelli's philosophy in making wine. He wants his wine to be clean from every aspect, from the appearance to finish, and we will see that in a moment, of course. We are, of course, moving on and pass to the gustatory profile of this wine. And first of all, we are going to assess the attack, and so the first sensation the wine gives to the mouth. By taking the first sip, we can perceive a properly tannic attack. Not so strong, absolutely round, the tannins have been smoothed out, both by roundness, alcohol, and thyme. And this astringency promptly finds its balance in alcohol and the roundness given by wood. The wine has a good body, and in the mouth we can perceive intense flavors in which we clearly perceive cherry, plum, and strawberry and raspberry as well. And so a very good correspondence to the nose and very typical for Lacrima wines. Let's move on and pass to the last evaluation for this wine. And of course, we are going to talk about the finish, in particular about the taste olfactory persistence. And you mentioned that in this wine is very, very long. You can count several seconds in which you can still enjoy, clearly enjoy, the flavors of black cherry, plum, and strawberry. And in this regard, the wine has still a good astringency to the mouth. However, as well as the crispness given by the acidity, and it is typically common for Lacrima wines, this is no exception, but with a remarkable elegance and class. Like I said, Terre dei Gotti Rosso 2018 by Stefano Mancinelli has been awarded with the Wine Taste 5 Diamonds, the title for the best wine for March 2024. On this regard, I invite you to take a look at our wine guide, in which you can find all the wines that Stefano Mancinelli sent us the past month, all of good quality, including the other Lacrima di Morro d'Alba DOC wine. You will find them all in our wine guide. My congratulations, of course, to Stefano Mancinelli and all the people working in this winery for this stunning and beautiful result for Terre dei Gotti Rosso 2018. Okay, my time is over, and I would also like to send my gratitude to all of you readers. You are always so many, and you follow this monthly podcast. We are very, very glad for that. And so thank you, including for all the comments and mails that you sent to our editorial mailbox. Thank you for that. We do appreciate each of them. And so, as usual, I would also like to wish you all to have good wine in moderation, provided it is always quality wine, such as Terre dei Gotti Rosso 2018 by Stefano Mancinelli, the Wine Taste 5 Diamonds, and best wine for March 2024.
The Wine Taste Podcast.